The Edge.
All right, guys. So, welcome to the first ever episode of The Edge. So, that is my new podcast. This is the new podcast here. If you are listening only, we got it set up here. We got pictures and of creatures and stuff. Got my co-host Bob the Blob, which if you guys are listening, he's a giant red blob that just sort of happens to stand there and just sort of watch me eerily. But anyways, guys, let's get right into this. So basically, if you're new here, which you probably are because this is the first episode, we are just going to explore and expand our horizon on the unknown. I'm talking ghosts, Bigfoot, you know, sort of creatures, UFOs, you name it. And it's going to be weekly. So each week you're going to get a little taste of the unknown. And you and me together, we're going to expand our horizons here. So the point of this podcast is just to sort of just have fun and, you know, learn something new. You never know. And today's episode specifically is going to be a pretty good one. We got maybe conspiracy theory, government base by my house. My house is on ley lines too, so we're going to talk about that, what a ley line is. We're going to talk about the woods behind my house. And that's scary, I tell you that much. Aliens and everything. Alright guys, so here we go. Alright, so basically, let's jump right into it. Alright, so let's talk secret government base behind my house. So, for reference, I live in Ohio, and Ohio gets up to some pretty shady things from time to time. I'm not saying all of Ohio is shady, I'm just saying, it especially where I live, northeast Ohio, it gets a little shady. Anywho, there is a base, I believe, behind my house. I believe it's a secret government base. And you may be like, well, Caleb, you're crazy. Well, stop listening to this podcast then. Anyways, the base, it looks to be just a regular airport, right? But if it was a regular airport, let me ask you a question. Why, like, are there no planes? No planes fly from the airport. And it's an active airport, too. I looked it up. It's fully active. It's got, you know, a couple planes here and there, but not for... I mean, it's a small airport. Sure. But I believe there should be more planes than what are flying out of there daily. I mean, daily, maybe one or two planes. That we're right in the air traffic field. I mean, it makes no sense on why there's so little planes. Why there's so little planes, you know, in general. But anyways, basically, we're just gonna explore this. So, what I have here is a question, really. Honestly, what would they be doing on that base? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying it's aliens. It could be aliens, though. But I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm just saying I think it's a base because the lack of planes. Also, there's a school right there, right in front of it. And I believe they put that school there so you wouldn't suspect, like, you know, air traffic coming in and out, right? You know, you're following me? So, anyways. Basically, all I'm saying is it's a little shady. It's a little suspect. And also, they have an air museum there, right? Like an airplane museum there. But no one ever goes there. I never see, like, cars in the parking lot. Ever, dude. And I drove by there 50 times already. I never see any cars in the parking lot. It makes me wonder, what is that aircraft museum for? Is it maybe a cover-up? I don't know. Maybe it's, like, really just the entrance to the base. I don't know. But that's sort of, you know, it begs some questions. It begs to differ some questions. And I'm not saying this is a big government conspiracy or anything like that. I'm just saying, maybe it's aliens. It might be. Which, actually, pretty good segue, brings me into my next topic here. I'll get back to the base in a second. But what you need to know is that there's this weird patch of land. It's about 9 acres long. Sorry. About 9 acres long. And it's just there's nothing on there. It's no patch of land. It's just pure woods. There's no explanation to why the school wouldn't have bought it out because the school's right there, or why the surrounding areas wouldn't have bought it out, or even the neighborhood to expand. You know, it's 9 acres. That's a pretty big amount. So when I look at that online and I see that, I'm like, well, okay, that even just adds more shadiness to the whole situation. Because the thing is there's records, right, online about this place. And supposedly this woods area is owned, right? A private property owned by a concrete company from Florida, I guess. So the records state. A concrete company from Florida owning a big patch of 9 acres, a patch of land in Ohio, and not expanding on the, not making a new branch or anything like that. How does that make sense? That doesn't make sense at all. There's no reason why that would even, you know, why that would even make sense at all to do. I mean, that would just be a bad business move. Why wouldn't you sell the land to the surrounding plots? You know what I mean? But I think that the government, back to the base, I think that the government base right there, the secret government base, I think that they're using that land to run experiments. And now I'm not saying they're running experiments like, you know, testing weapons or anything. I'm saying more paranormal, like aliens. Maybe they're running experiments with aliens, Bigfoot, and stuff like that, or different creatures. I don't know. Oh, and that's a good segue. So we talked about the base in the woods right there. And another thing that's kind of weird about that woods is it's cut off. There's this little triangle part in it where it's cut off when you do ley lines. And so let me explain to you what a ley line is. Basically, what a ley line is you take, going like on Google Earth or whatever, you take lines connecting historical landmarks. So you go from historical landmark to historical landmark to historical landmark. And I'm not saying it has to be historical as in it has to be old. I'm saying historical as in it's a landmark that a lot of people go to. It's a area of mass energy, okay? And so if you lay out these ley lines, supposedly whatever lays on these ley lines, that's why it's called ley line, whatever lays within these ley lines and is interconnected within these ley lines, supposedly it's superly charged with electromagnetic energy, and that sort of that fuels the paranormal activity that's going on at there. It fuels it into there. And it's quite an interesting concept, really, because when you take all of these when you take all these ley lines and you line them up, and this is where I am, if you take all these ley lines and you line them up, they cut out a perfect triangle within the woods, a section within the woods that's actually perpendicular to that airfield and the school. So it's all in this one ley line that are all interconnected. And so I think because of that electromagnetic supercharged energy there, I believe that that creates sort of just a field for a heyday, so to speak, for activity that is beyond our understanding, our unknown. You know, and I personally think it might be aliens. At first, I thought it might be Bigfoot, because I thought, okay, maybe in the woods, you never know, it could be Bigfoot. I'm thinking it's aliens. And that brings us to the main subject of the day, aliens. So the reason I think that there's aliens and that the government is doing secret-based stuff with the aliens right there behind my house. Sorry. The reason I think that is because, well, the. Okay, so the other night, me and my brother, his name's Carter, me and my brother, We were out there in the woods. We were back there with a friend. We were out in the woods. Me and my brother and friend were out in the woods. And we went out there looking for Bigfoot. And so we're back in those 9 acres of woods. And we're looking for Bigfoot, which, by the way, you might be thinking, oh, you trespassed. You just incriminated yourself. No, I didn't trespass, because another weird thing is there are no posted signs. There's no fence. There's nothing that specifically claims it and says that it's private property. But it is, but nothing specifically says that. So that's a legal loophole right there. But anyways, back to the point. So we're back there looking for Bigfoot, and we see these lights, okay? And I'm start jumping to conclusions here, but we see these it's a pulsating light coming from about 50 feet in front of us. There's this pulsating light, and it's going like, it's blinking like an SOS signal almost, is what I'm seeing. But me and my friend and my brother saw that too. They saw that too. So I'm thinking there, I'm standing there, I'm thinking, I don't know what this could be. Out in this woods, is there someone out here? Why are they blinking an SOS signal? But it's this pulsating light in the woods that's just making some sort of, it's weird because it's pulsating in a weird pattern. It's going on and off in a weird pattern. I've never seen anything like this out in the woods. I've been going back in those woods for a while. I've never seen anything like this. And then as we get back to the house, as we're walking back, we got to jump a fence. It's our fence. We got to jump our fence. And we're walking back there. We're jumping the fence. And all of a sudden, my dad points out, because my dad just came out. He points out, and he's like, hey, there's lights over there. And we all look, and yeah, we're like, oh, yeah, there totally are lights. And it looked like people with lights walking around, maybe riding bikes or something like that in there, or like a side-by-side in the woods. And it seems that they're coming in to this woods area, and it looks like they're heading towards us. It looks like they're heading towards where the pulsating light was, about 50 meters in front of us. And so we're all out there, we're staring. My dad's gone in by this point. And we're all out there, we're staring at these lights, and we're trying to figure out what they are. And we're wondering, like, I don't know what the heck these are, right? Because who knows, right? We're thinking maybe it's hillbillies back there having a moonshine still or something like that. And they're just coming back there to just mess around and have fun. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because they don't know that's private property. But we're thinking, okay, maybe it's just some people messing around. And we don't think much of it. And we go in. And as we're going in, we see a red lights, like backup lights, running out of the woods. So we must have spooked them off, whoever they were. But we go in. I don't think of it for, like, a good while. And then I start thinking, well, hang on a second. Those lights were pretty high up. And I'm thinking it might have been, like, bulky soldiers. I'm thinking it might have been soldiers coming out. Like the military might have been coming out because they realized we were on their property and we saw something we shouldn't have. All right? And I'm not saying this is military property. Okay? This is all up in the air right now. Okay? Nothing's confirmed. But I'm saying that there's something creepy going on back there, and I think the government knows about it. And the thing is, we were looking around in the woods, and we came across this. Sorry, I just jumped in another thing, but here, this will be important to the story. We came across this, I don't know how to describe it. It was a footprint. But it looked like it had one giant heel, like a human's heel. But it looked like there were three big toes, like a heel back there and three big toes up in the front. And we've never seen anything like, I've never seen anything like that in the woods. I've been back in those woods, and I've seen bear tracks, badger tracks, deer tracks, you name it. I've seen it. But I've never seen anything like that. It looks like it was three, like a three clawed creature was back there, almost like a dinosaur. But it looked, and it was really, it was hard imprinted into the ground. And it's not far from my house, so that's why I was kind of scared. But it was hard imprinted into the ground. And we're looking back there, And we see it, and we think, I don't know, maybe it's just something. But I go back there the next day, and I go back there in the light to, you know, make sure to get a better look at it. And I'm telling you, this thing looks like it's indented into the ground, like maybe 5 centimeters down. And I don't know if you guys who are listening, if you know how an animal works in the woods, but that's definitely not how it works. There's definitely no animal I've ever seen that weighs that much where it could have imprinted into the ground 5 centimeters down. There's no way. That's just not possible. Yet it's there. So that leads me to wonder, come full circle here, that leads me to wonder, are there aliens back there in those woods? And I'm thinking there might be. Because although, you know, I never seen anything really. Oh, I take that back. All right. So while we're on the subject of aliens, I have seen lights in the back in the sky. I've seen like star lights in like almost look like the moon itself. But it was above the woods back there, and it was just a bright like light that looked like it wasn't man-made, but it wasn't natural, didn't look like. And so like I would see like the moon back there, but all of a sudden the moon's like in the front yard, you know what I mean? Like there's not two moons. Something had a big sorry. There was a big light back there, and I can't explain it. Some of the stuff I just can't explain, and that's the edge of the unknown, you know. It is. It really is. I just, you know, I get interested in, you know, the paranormal stuff and like the aliens and stuff. But when I see something I just can't explain, I just throw it off. You know what I mean? I don't think of it much. But I've been thinking lately, and I've been trying to remember back to a Finless episode. I'm trying to remember back. I'm like, geez, I don't know what else is creepy about that woods. You know, woods are creepy. But I'm like, what specifically is creepy about those woods specifically? Well, brings me to another story. So back to the military base talk. I was outside with my brother and dad one day, right? So we were all outside. I forget what we were doing. I think we were playing football or not, definitely not football, but we were playing some sort of game out there or something like that. And we were outside doing yard work or playing a game. And all of a sudden, I look up and I see this really big, like, blacked out helicopter flying into the airfield, and I see it coming down, I see it landing, it's starting to land, but I just saw it, I didn't hear it. You could just see it, not hear it. There was not a single sound of a helicopter, and I didn't even think that was possible, okay? I think those are government issued, and I think the government is trying to be very secretive about if they're flying back in those airfields right there. So you may be thinking, okay, just because there's could be a government base, governments have secret bases all the time, right? Well, yeah, you're true. They could have a secret base, and you know, it's not, that's not unheard of, I guess. But just the correlation with the aliens and stuff, I think there's something bigger going on there. Plus, there's ley lines, and this wouldn't be the first time that the government, especially in Ohio, has been sneaking around here in this state in Ohio. There is a, there's actually a good story. There is a, I think it's got documentaries and shows and whatnot, but there's a, there was a supposed secret military base up in the Hocking area, I think, New London area of Ohio. If you're not from Ohio, you probably don't know where that is, but it's north of me. Anyways, so there's this base, supposedly, and it supposedly connects with the ley lines there too, I guess. And supposedly the government was like testing different things, and they were testing things out there that, they wanted to be secretive of. And they evacuated the entire town to make this base. I guess they came up with a stupid story like, oh, an oil leak or something. There clearly wasn't. It was just a cover up. But they evacuated the entire town, and in the woods, in the wood area, supposedly there was this half goat, half man creature, I guess. This goat creature, so to speak. There was supposedly some sort of creature that was out in the woods by the military base, I guess. And this was an actual documented military base, but they never documented any creatures, obviously. But supposedly, this group of teenagers went out into the woods, and they supposedly saw this creature. They saw like this half man, half goat creature eating like a sheep or something like that. And they got it all on camera, I guess, but they ended up dying, I guess, and the government, like, took their cameras to, avoid a national security or something like that. So it wouldn't be the first time that there's a secret base in Ohio near woods, near those lines, those high magnetic powered lines that would be doing specific things with creatures. And speaking of creatures, let's get into the segue here. Speaking of creatures, there is definitely something back in those woods. But I'm not sure if it's alien, because I didn't go. I was in my room one day. And I looked out my window just for a quick glance, okay? I could see some sort of grayish wolf-like creature running and scattering out from the woods into the light real quick. There was sunlight into the light real quick, and then went right back in the woods. And it was super fast. I'd never seen anything this fast. It was super fast. And so that begs the question, what was that, and why was it back there? So a couple months go by, and I don't think much of the creature or whatever it was. And boom, out of nowhere, I was in my room late at night, and I look out my window again, and not in the same area, but right outside of my backyard, in this little clearing that we have. There's this little clearing in between two trees. I'm talking, these trees are 10 foot tall. In between these 10 foot tall trees, there's this creature, this whitish gray creature, the same color I saw the other day, a couple months ago, same color I saw. There's this big creature about up to 6, 7 feet tall on these 10-foot trees in between. It's running in between, and it was fast. It was one of the fastest things I ever seen, and it just ran. And I can't explain it. There's just things like that I can't explain. It's the unknown. It's the edge of my reality. I can't explain what that was, what I saw that night. I second guess myself sometimes. I'm like, okay, maybe I just saw a reflection or something like that. But I don't know, man. There are things that just don't make sense around here. And that happens to be one of them, for sure. There's a lot of talk about recently about fear and whatnot with the pandemic and everything like that. And I just sometimes you wonder if if you're in an area, a specific area that's already charged with this magnetic energy, it makes you wonder if you add that fear from these worldly events that are happening, if you add that fear and excitement too, if you add all that together, sometimes you just get these perfect storms. You really, really do. It's kind of, I mean, it's hard to believe, but believe me, It's the truth. It's the real deal. It's a real thing. It's crazy what it is, honestly. I can't explain it. It's unexplainable, is really what it is. But I just thought that I would share that information with you guys because that's what this podcast is all about. You really gotta look out there sometimes. And you gotta just look out in your backyard and you think, okay, maybe there's something out there. I don't know. Is it dangerous? Maybe, probably. All right. Is it dangerous? Probably, yeah. But I don't know. It's crazy. As you can see, my co-host Blob, Bob the Blob over here. If you're listening, obviously you can't see him. But it's just a funny little creature I have over here. It's called Bob the Blob. But I mean, for reference, for you guys that are watching my podcast, for reference, that creature was way up above him. He's a pretty tall dude, but I don't know. It's interesting to think about, I guess you could say, with the whole, are there creatures out there that we don't know of? Yeah, I think so. Me personally, I believe that there are things out there that we can't really explain, and there's creatures out there that have been sighted. I'm not just talking Bigfoot. I'm talking there's creatures out there that have been sighted, aliens out there have been sighted, UFO sightings happen all the time. Look at Roswell, look at Nevada, California, out in the desert. And you think maybe it's just out in the desert then, where there's UFOs that have been sighted? No, it's not just specifically in that area. I don't know why. I don't know what it is with UFOs in deserts and areas and whatnot. Again, I think it's the government has a correlation there. I really do. But the thing is, they're out there. They're not just in this country either. You hear about this country, you hear about UFO sightings all the time, constantly, and you start to think, okay, maybe it's just crazy Americans just thinking what they're thinking. But no, because my grandmother, she is from she's from Germany. She's from Munich. And when she was growing up, she was growing up around the war area, right? Around the wartime effort. She was about 3 when the war ended, I believe. But when she was growing up, she was living in this quaint little village in Munich. And she told me the story once about how there was a star, I guess it looked like to her. It was just a star, like in the middle of the day, right? A real bright, like bright star that you could see in the sky, a bright light. And it would just hover there, right? And then it would zoom, zip, zop around. It would go in like zigzags and up and down and back and forth. So that just proves that there are even aliens. UFO sightings have been sighted even in small villages in Germany, man. I mean, it was a pretty remote village where she lived. Yeah, I'm not saying it's remote remote, but especially during the times that she grew up in it was remote, so to speak. And while we're on the subject of UFO sightings and whatnot, I do want to share a personal experience with my grandma, actually. Me and my brother were over at my grandma's house. And this was, I think, late July, early August, somewhere around there. It was still summertime, but you could tell the peak of summer was heading over the curve, so to speak. And it was warm outside still. It was, very nice. It was breezy. It was a breezy day. And me and my brother decided to go out there and just play around. And I think we were playing water balloons or something like that. We decided to go out there and play around. And it was getting pretty late. It was getting dark. And we were trying to catch fireflies as it got darker. And all of a sudden, we look up. There's this star, right? But the star is like slowly descending down. It's approaching this area where there's trees. It's high up. She has really big woods out there. It's high up, but it's approaching these trees, right? And we're looking at each other. We're like, "What the heck is this? That's not possible. There's no stars that just all of a sudden go down and hover up above trees." But as we start to look at it more, we're like, "Wait, maybe it's not a star. I don't know what this is. Is this an airplane?" No, it was just a ball of light. We start looking at it, and it starts to rotate. It starts to go around, and it rotates in a circular motion, but it starts to sort of go back and forth a little bit too. So it's rotating, it's moving around, but it's staying in the same spot, but it's moving around. And so we're looking at this thing and we're thinking, what is this? And all of a sudden, it breaks off into two different things, two different lights. It breaks off, and the one light stays above the trees, hovering above the trees where it was. But the other one shoots off to the left, and it starts doing its own thing. It starts hovering. And at this point, we're like, okay, let's grab the camera, let's film. But we didn't, because we didn't want to miss anything. And so at this point, there's two hovering lights in the sky, and we're just losing our minds. We're going crazy. We're like, what's happening right now? We're hearing things off in the woods and hearing different things, probably just our imagination. But the lights were real, though. The lights were there. And so about 10 minutes goes by, the lights are still hovering where they are, and then they disappear. Like a snap of your finger, they disappear. And we're like, whoa, what just happened? I can't even begin to fathom what this is, because that's the first time seeing something like that. I never seen anything like it until I saw that. But then we don't even have time to think, because boom, they're back, right? The lights are back. And this time, the light that's been hovering above the trees the entire time, it breaks off into another light. And so there's three lights hovering around, sort of spinning around. We've got three lights going crazy, and they start, moving a little bit. And so me and my brother, we get scared, we go inside, we try to calm down our nerves. Well, we go back out later that night. Now it's around 11:30, 12 o'clock. Okay, we're staying up late. We're going out there around midnight, and now we see these bright stars. Now we can clearly see these are stars now. There's these bright stars that have formed a triangle shape sort of above, going into the woods into my grandma's house. Like, it's above our house, and it's above my grandma's house, and it's going into the woods. And that was just one of the personal experiences that I've had that just proves that there are sightings out there. There's crazy things. And you don't think about, you think, okay, maybe it's possible, I guess. But when you see it, it's a whole nother level of craziness. Because your mind doesn't know how to comprehend those types of things. It thinks, whoa, this is unknown, this is foreign to me, I don't know about this one. It sort of suppresses the memories, and your memory gets a little foggy and whatnot. So my advice to you is, if you want to prove that there actually are aliens out there, and there's real stuff, and there's sightings and UFOs and stuff, I suggest you grab your camera or your phone or your digital Nokia flip phone. I don't know what the heck you have. You grab whatever you can, you film it, and you just hope that the aliens don't come down and get you, man, because I'm telling you, that was one of the craziest experiences that I've ever encountered. Especially out in the woods. My grandma lives sort of out in the woods. I mean, it just takes you sort of to a whole nother level, really. It does. And so I'm just saying, like, it's pretty crazy how these alien UFOs, whatever you call them, they're all around the world. They're just not in America. I think it's just crazy how we can all see the same thing and think, well, yeah, maybe there's aliens. And yet, not put a lot of research into it? Like, come on, what are you doing, guys? I mean, I don't know, maybe they have put research in it. Like I'm saying, that could be with the bases and stuff like that. But I just think that, you know, there's some tricky stuff, you know what I mean, out there. It sort of tricks your mind and you start to second guess yourself. But I just say, if you believe that you did see something and you believe that it really is truly real and you really do believe this, that you might be listening to this podcast, you might be thinking, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. I do. So you might be thinking, whoa, this is crazy. I think it's crazy too. But I'm just saying, film it. If you want, send it into the podcast. Heck, if you film it and send it into the podcast, I don't know, I'll give you a shout out. I'll have you on the podcast. If anyone's out there and they got crazy stories to tell, you know, and it's just crazy, go over to my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel where I film this podcast. I film it for a vodcast. Every single episode I'm gonna do, I'm gonna film it for a vodcast. So go over to my YouTube channel, The Edge. It's over there. And just comment down below, you know, if you have a story to share, because I just want to create sort of a community here where we can be open, we can talk about these sort of crazy paranormal things that are going on. It truly is a baffling and amazing how many people you would, you know, you would think, okay, maybe there's not, you know, okay, maybe 1 million, maybe 2 million. No, there's like, I mean, if you look at the statistics, if you look at the scores, I guarantee you, over 50% of the world probably believes that there's extraterrestrial beings out there, that there's other life other than us in the universe. And you might be thinking, oh, well, Caleb, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. My religion tells me not to believe in my stuff. And I respect that. I really do. But I'm just saying that you gotta have sort of an open mind to, you know, really experience these things. Because you know, I'm going into this thinking, you know, maybe I'll create a community and whatnot. But I'm also creating sort of, the more people who listen to this, it's the more energy that's getting out there. And it's the more magnetic energy going back, going, recalling back to those, recalling back to those lines of magnetic energy. It really, if you're listening to this right now, you're contributing, you're making this crazy, you know, energy that's going on here. And if by even just us talking about this, we could just be like, you know, feeding off the energy. We're feeding these crazy events that are happening. We're feeding them, and we're just adding, so to speak, coal to the fire. Okay. And as we're doing this, and as I'm talking about this, there could be 50 more sightings in Australia, in China, Texas, Munich, Belgium, Brazil, I don't know. It, all around the world, as I'm speaking, people are feeling the effects of our energy that we put out every day. And I really do think that I think that those extraterrestrial beings that are out there, I think they realize that there's this otherworldly energy coming from these certain places. And I think they somehow feed off of that. I think that somehow energizes them. And then you might be thinking, okay, well, then why don't they go to a big place where there's a lot of you know, buildings, like there's a big city, New York City or Los Angeles and stuff. And they actually have been in Los Angeles before, I believe. I wholeheartedly believe that they've been to every single point of our planet, okay? You never know what there is, what kind of aliens there are out there. There could be ones that cloak, that have like cloaking devices and stuff like that. I mean, it's crazy. And we, oh, speaking of cloaking devices, here's a good here's a good thing to lean into here. There are reportings all over Ohio of mysterious bird deaths, like songbirds and stuff, you know, where they kind of fly. They don't fly too high, but they are flying around in the sky. Supposedly, I guess these songbirds have been dying of some disease, mysterious disease. But I'm thinking they could just be They could be flying up, and then they could be hitting the cloaked UFOs, or even maybe the UFOs are giving off some sort of extraterrestrial gas that could be making the birds sick, and that's the reason they're dying. Because you always hear of birds dying around like where UFOs have been sighted. And it sort of makes you wonder, you know, maybe these extraterrestrials, if they really do feed off of our energy, maybe because of recent events, you know, all these recent events, you know what I'm talking about, maybe they are really getting a hyper attention, hyper attraction to our planet and ourselves. Or maybe that's why we're seeing an increase in bird deaths and stuff. Because it's possible that they're feeding off that energy and they're just getting lazy and they're just, you know, not cleaning up their messes, so to speak. And it's all hearsay, you know? So it's weird to think about how these extraterrestrials could be feeding off of our energy. It's just weird, honestly. It's like, and it's with actual energy too. Like, you've heard of batteries draining, and it's like it's drained. Batteries have been drained. From like it's at 100%, like your phone will be 100%, all of a sudden it's drained to 13%. Well, if that next time that happens to you guys, if that does happen to you, look around, look in the sky, look around you, feel the energy changing around you, because you might feel a drop in energy, you know, and a drop in temperature, and a drop in atmosphere, because it could just be a sign of aliens, extraterrestrial beings feeding off of your energy, both electronically and spiritually and physically. I mean, it's insane, crazy to think about. Anyways, guys, that's gonna be the gist of this episode today. And so, remember, go check out my video version of this podcast. I video all of them. It's a podcast on my channel, The Edge. And if you like this, please follow me and go subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can see, you know, what I look like. You see my profile picture, but what I look like. And just realize that if there's something you want to do, just do it. And if that happens to be making a podcast about extraterrestrial beings and other worldly things, then heck, do it, man. But just stay vigilant, stay aware, and stay safe.